Balaam's prophecy. When Balaam arrived in Moab, King Balak said, "What took you so long? I said I'd make you a rich man. Didn't you believe me?" Balaam said, "I'm here now, but understand, I can only say what God tells me to say." So Balak took Balaam onto a high cliff overlooking the entire camp of Israel. Balaam had the king build altars to the Lord, and they sacrificed to him. Balaam then told the king to stay there while he went higher up the mountain to see what God wanted him to say. God gave him a message, so he went back to where King Balak and the elders of Moab were waiting. Balaam looked out over the people and said, "King Balak sent for me. He said, 'Come and curse Jacob. Come and denounce Israel.' But how can I curse those who God doesn't curse? How can I denounce those who God doesn't denounce? I stand on these cliffs and look out over the people. There is no other nation like them. Oh, that I had the privilege of dying like these righteous people die." King Balak was shocked. He said, "I brought you here to curse these people, not bless them." Balaam said, "I made it clear. I can only say what God tells me to say." Balak said, "Come with me to a different spot. From there you'll only see part of the people. Maybe you'll be able to curse them." They went to a second spot, and again they built altars and sacrificed to the Lord. Balaam told the king, "Stay here while I go talk to God." The Lord met with Balaam and gave him words to say. He went back and said, "O King Balak, listen carefully to what I'm about to say. God isn't like people. He doesn't change his mind. He told me to bless these people because the Lord lives among them. He's their king, and they're happy about it. He brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand. So there isn't a curse for them. They'll be known for the great things God has done for them." The king said, "If you can't curse them, at least stop giving them a blessing." Again, King Balak took Balaam to another place so he could see the people. He said, "Try one more time and see if there's a curse for these people from here." Balaam once again had an altar built, and they sacrificed to the Lord. But he didn't go up the mountain. As he looked across the valley, the Spirit of God came upon him. "Oh, the tents of Israel are beautiful. They're like a garden that has been planted by God. Whoever blesses these people will be blessed. Whoever curses these people will be cursed." Balak was furious. He said, "I brought you here to curse these people. I would have made you rich, but the Lord has robbed you of those riches. Now go home." Balaam says, "I have one more message. Someone is coming. I can't see who he is. He's like a heavenly star. He'll be the king of Israel. He'll have victory over all his enemies." With that, Balaam left, and King Balak went back to his palace. Later, Balaam went to the king and said, "I can't curse these people, but you can cause God to curse them." And he gave him a plan. Shortly after that, the women of Moab went down to the camp of Israel. They had sex with the men and then invited them to a festival of their idols. The men went, and soon they were worshiping idols. God was furious. He sent a plague and 24,000 people died. One of the Israelites brought a Midianite woman to his family tent. They walked right past Moses and the elders of Israel. The son of the high priest took a spear and went into the tent. He thrust the spear through both of them, killing them on the spot. With that, God stopped the plague. The Lord then said to Moses, "Take your army. Go kill the Moabites and the Midianites because of what they've done." The Israeli army went out and defeated both nations. Among the dead was the body of Balaam because of the advice he had given Balak.